More than 800 acres of land in Carroll County is now owned by a Missouri-based mining company. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Chuck Braswell, fourth-generation Carroll County resident, purchased acreage in the Kings River Valley 25 years ago to build his dream homestead. He says it's now at risk.
I had come home and discovered that a bulldozer had come up my drive and actually had dozed some trees down along the edge of my property and gone through the dividing fence line that separates my property from this property in question.
Braswell lives next to a 622-acre parcel sold and repurchased in sections late last year by Matthew Mills, a principal of 60 West, a private equity firm which invests in natural resource development. Mills operates Legacy Land Holdings, LLC, headquartered in Dexter, Missouri. Braswell filed a complaint and was contacted by Legacy's mining consultant, Scott Moore.
We met later on that afternoon, and he had another gentleman with him that I found out was a geologist who had flown in from, I believe, Dallas. And we stood down there talking on my place, and he, Scott Moore, had apologized about the fact that they had done that and said they didn't mean to do it.
Braswell says Moore assured him he would repair the property damage,
which has turned out to be not the case. And then also, as time went by, and to this day, nobody has ever showed back up to do what he said they would do.
Braswell says the men would not divulge why they had built the road, so he queried the realtor who brokered the property sale.
I said, is this a mining, you know, thing? And I said, you know, I'm thinking fracking and all this kind of stuff, you know, and oh, no, you know, nothing like that. And, the word conservancy is exactly the word that he used.
The realtor, Braswell says, was told by Legacy that it was about conservation easements. Turns out Legacy Mining had placed conservation easements on several parcels surrounding a historic working limestone quarry it had purchased in Elk Ranch, north of Eureka Springs, called Ozark Southern Stone Company. The quarry is situated on Leatherwood Creek, a tributary to the White River in northern Carroll County. Conservation easements don't preclude the development of resources necessarily. But in an email correspondence for this report, Matt Mills, who declined talking on tape, says he was advised by market analysts to expand mining in other places in Carroll County to better penetrate the national dimensional limestone market, block limestone. Mills is currently conducting exploratory test drilling on lands purchased in the Kings River Valley, adjacent to Chuck Braswell's place. The Kings River Watershed Partnership has worked for decades to educate the public on preserving and protecting the river, classified as an extraordinary water resource. Treasurer Mike Fitzpatrick.
Therefore, we are simply taking the position of advising anybody that is interested about the possible consequences of a dramatic change in the watershed, such as the quarry that is being discussed. And our position is that this would be a dramatic, damaging event that could cause irreparable harm for generations to come.
Marty Johnson, Carroll County Quorum Court Justice of the Peace for Winona, Polo, and Kings River districts, says he first learned about Legacy a few weeks ago, and it turned out to be a subject of a Berryville Quorum Court meeting on June 17th.
We had standing room only in the Quorum Court, and many of the property owners were there, and several of them spoke up about what was going on. And they're just concerned about the quality of life and the ecosystem and everything goes along with the rock quarry. Heavy traffic on the roads, you know, industrial traffic and such as that.
The steep and winding county road descending into the Kings River Valley is used by local farmers, residents, and thousands of tourists who fish and float the river. By request, Carroll County Clerk Connie Doss provided us a copy of the County Land Use Code, which primarily concerns federal and state regulatory control over private property. The county doesn't employ a robust planning board to oversee rural development and zoning either. The Nature Conservancy owns 6,000 acres, a preserve along the Kings River, adjacent to Legacy Mining property. In an email for this report, Associate State Director Tim Snell wrote, "Mining in the watershed must be limited to conserve the environment, recreation, and water quality downstream." On June 5th, the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality investigated a series of citizen complaints towards Legacy Mining's road construction and test drilling operations in the Kings River Valley, which require no permit. Still, ADEQ cited Legacy for violating federal and state clean water laws. In an email, owner Matt Mills says they're in the process of repairing the breach. Mills has not submitted a request to ADEQ to quarry in the Kings River Valley yet, but a Freedom of Information Act request to ADEQ reveals that Legacy Mining last October submitted 5 notices of intent to expand limestone quarry operations in the tiny community of Elk Ranch, just east of Beaver, starting this July, which ADEQ has authorized, pending final approval by the Water and Air Divisions. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.